How's it going, Aggie fans? This is Jackson Curtis, your host of Behind the Bull podcast, giving you behind-the-scenes content on Utah State sports. Today I talk with Dax Raymond, former tight end for USU football and now in the NFL with the Chicago Bears. We talk about his experience with USU football and what's it like being a professional athlete here on Behind the Bull. A lot of stuff going on right now, NFL draft. I'm sure you've been watching it. I think it's been exciting. What's it like kind of seeing your old friends, teammates getting drafted and having the opportunity to play in the NFL?
Oh, you know, it's funny first to watch a year ago this weekend, you know, with the draft, seeing how scary it was and just having that unknown feeling in your chest where it's like, where am I going to go? Am I going to go? You know, and I mean, obviously the first round watching Jordan Love go was so awesome. I was jumping up and down for joy when I heard his name get called. I honestly had texted him probably a minute before he got drafted and said, "You're coming up." I was just feeling that I knew he was going to be coming soon. So I'm super excited for him. And then obviously all the other guys that are getting an opportunity, you know, that's all you need is an opportunity. And I know a lot of them probably wanted to get drafted, but so did I. But at least they got an opportunity, you know, and that's better than nothing.
Let's kind of talk about your experience playing with Jordan Love. You mentioned how pumped you were for him. You text him right before it happens. Like, how was it playing with him and how he's kind of developed into the quarterback he is today?
I still remember the very first time I met Jordan Love. His locker was by mine. He's really quiet. I remember looking over at him and kind of sizing him up. Cause I knew he was tall, but he was so skinny. I was like, I hope he's a punter or a kicker, maybe a quarterback. I didn't know what position he played. And we had throwing that day. And then I remember after the first time I saw him throwing, I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be special. And I mean, quickly, all the coaches knew it. The players knew it. Just from seeing him, knew he's special. Then we ended up becoming pretty good friends just through, obviously, football. But we ended up going to play a lot of basketball together. And I knew he was a competitor through basketball before we even saw him play football. And I knew if he can compete like he did on the basketball court, playing football, he's going to be special with how talented his arm was. And now look at him go.
I hear a lot of stories. So I was talking to Gerald Bright too, and he said it was just special to kind of see him develop. But I'm happy for him and for Utah State football in general. I think that's going to bring a lot of recruits in for the next few years.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to my parents about that the other day. You know, it's just, it's a crazy opportunity. It's crazy how it's surreal. Even for him, I'm sure he never thought he'd go in the first round, you know, and such a good opportunity for him, and it's amazing opportunity Utah State to use that. You know, even the Mountain West, it's a huge opportunity. It's awesome. I'm super excited for
him. So let's kind of talk about your time at Utah State. But first, before we do that, so your dad was a member of the BYU track and field team back in the day. I'm just curious, like, when you guys played BYU, was he wearing, like, a BYU shirt underneath your jersey, or how did that go down with the loyalty thing?
So I took a lot of pride in making sure my family was cheering for Utah State. I love BYU ties. My grandma and grandpa went to BYU. My grandpa taught at BYU and ran track at BYU, and my mom was a Cougar. My older brother graduated from BYU. I have a sister that's a Cougar, and my youngest sister is committed there to run track. So I decided to go to Utah State. But if they were coming up to a game, especially a BYU-Utah State game, I said, there's not going to be one BYU thing that stands, because you guys are here to cheer on Utah State.
That's good, man. I think the rivalry is pretty funny. I mean, the wagon wheel is always fun. I love the games. I mean, this past year was a little tough, but I mean, the years when you were there, you played pretty good. The BYU game, one of your favorite moments? Or what would you say is one of your favorite moments in a Utah State uniform?
Yeah, my last 2 years of playing BYU, those were amazing. Even though last time we played BYU, my last time. I broke my hand in that game. But we were up by so much in the fourth quarter, I went and got an x-ray and realized it was broken. But that's a good sign, you know, that I didn't need to even play in the fourth quarter because we let them know. And that was down in Provo. You know, we left our mark there for sure. Other than those games, I'd have to say my last season, the season opener at Michigan State, their stadium was just off the chain, and we were competing with one of the best teams in America, and that's when I knew that that year was going to be a special year, which was my last year, and you know, that's when Jordan Love started picking up a lot of hype. So, yeah, I would have to go with the Michigan State game. That game was crazy.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was the game where you had, like, what, 7 catches, 80 yards? That was a sweet game.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's when you're contributing like that, you know, you get in the zone, you're competing. And there were so many times I looked up in the crowd and I was just like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now, you know. Like, we're competing with Michigan State and we're driving the ball down the field trying to win this game.
So I talked to Dominic Eberle actually a little bit ago, talked to him about his free agent deal with the Raiders. We kind of talked about like those that have mentored him, those that have doubted him. I guess for you, what's been your motivation to kind of make it to the NFL where you're at now and to succeed?
I want to have no regrets. I honestly decided when I was 19 or 20 on my mission in Russia that I wanted to play in the NFL. Did you serve a mission?
Yeah, I did, in California.
So, I mean, you're familiar with how inclined you are to set goals and whatnot and on a mission. And somewhere on the mission, I decided, you know what, when I get home, I have a full-ride scholarship to Utah State. I'm going to take advantage of that and use all the resources, and I'm going to try my hardest to go to the NFL. And that work ethic that I was taught on my mission and going ability, somehow I came home and went up to Utah State and just tried as hard as I possibly could to go. And I'd say after my freshman year, I played my freshman year, and I remember Coach Wells actually sat me down in our exit interview, and he just said, "You're going to play in the NFL." And that's when it hit me. And that was, I mean, I'd only been home a year from my mission. And that's when it hit me. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. This is going to become a reality. And, you know, some people here and there, you know, would laugh or want to, you know, go hang out on a weekend where I was trying to work out more, eat healthy, or sleep. But I made this goal and I was not going to let down, and I don't regret it, you know. And obviously I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm still working towards my goal of actually playing. But yeah, I feel like I'm doing everything I can.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can only imagine the opportunity. That's super cool. So a lot of people on the podcast, they like kind of sharing stories that you may not hear on ESPN or any sort of thing, kind of like cool stories. For you, being kind of involved with the Chicago Bears, I mean, is it hard being a member of the church? I'm kind of curious to know, like, what's it like? Because I feel like most do respect you. But I feel like there's always that, you know, what are you? Like, who are you really? So, you know?
Yeah, you know, it definitely brings a different type of attention to you. Majority of the team knows I'm a member of the church. I've been called out about it a couple of times, you know, where people ask me random questions, you know, you usually don't want to hear. But, you know, I made that decision a long time ago that I'm going to wear that tag on the mission and after the mission. So, you know, if someone needs to crack a joke about what I believe, then, you know, you just kind of take it and hopefully they can see you for who you are over that. That's and, awesome. You know, I really think I did that. You know, I met a lot of really cool people that respect me for who I am and what I do and what I believe. So, yeah, I have no regrets.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's actually quite a bit of LDS people in the NFL community. So I don't feel like it's super abnormal, but I feel like for some, it's just a matter of like, okay, explain to me, then again, your religion.
Yeah, Matt. It's fun. I get to share something probably almost daily. Someone will ask me something from do you eat meat? To, you know, do you have multiple wives? You know, so, you know, just the typical questions you get, but, you know, you just kind of have to laugh it off and understand these guys, you know, they don't understand this religion or culture that we come from, and they're curious about it.
And kind of speaking more about the process, you know, meeting all these people for you. So I honestly have a goal to kind of become a sports agent in the future. Obviously that takes time. But for you, like, how did you find the right agent, and how has he kind of helped you?
You know, that's hard, because I had a hard time choosing an agent, and, you know, because they're so good at selling themselves. I had to choose my agent while I was trying to graduate from college and declare. So, and I had a lot of agents, you know, talking to me, and I turned that all over to my dad, because I said, Dad, they all call me and they all tell me how good this and that is going to be. I was like, I can't tell which one we need to pick. And, you know, I think the number one thing that I ended up agreeing with my dad was the relationship that they can have with us, not really where they've been or who they've represented. You know, it was, this guy cares about me, and I want to work with him, you know, where they would, you know, occasionally text me about my life and my situation, not even related with football. You know, I've had multiple texts from my agent about dating, you know, where it's like, I can feel this guy cares about me. He doesn't care about getting my 3%, you know?
Right.
I was talking to a lot of people about that, and sometimes agents are in it for the money, but you're right. If they have the right relationship with you, it goes a long way, but it also goes too, if they grow too big, you can fall between the cracks. So it's also just like finding the right balance. But yeah, I think it's really cool. So growing up, you know, I grew up in Boston, so I was a big Patriots fan, big Red Sox fan. And then I kind of moved to Texas, but my idol's kind of been like Tom Brady. I mean, sad he's left. I'm still recovering, to be honest. no, but it's been cool kind of seeing that. But for you, I guess growing up, have there been any NFL players you've been able to kind of see or meet in person after kind of watching them when you were growing up, now that you're kind of involved with the Bears?
Going through the combine process, a common question they ask is, who do you see yourself playing as? And, you know, I'd always say Travis Kelce, just because I'd always watch his highlights. And, you know, we played them last year, and I got to watch him play. It's kind of fun to watch and say, okay, I told a lot of people I play like him, so let's see what he does and see what can he do that I can't, you know, and kind of judge my ability to play versus his ability, which was really fun.
That's awesome. Travis Kelce, he was a beast too in the Super Bowl and the whole playoff run for the Chiefs. That honestly was great, seeing Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes win that. That was exciting.
Yeah, I was super happy for them. I mean, number one, I was happy for Darwin. I was hoping that, you know, when he had that, what was it, 3rd and 1 on the goal line.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it that their OC, you know, Andy, was thinking, let's give Darwin Thompson the ball 3rd and 1 in the Super Bowl. You know, like what an opportunity that is for him. You know, sadly he didn't punch it through, but still, you got the ball 3rd and 1 in the Super Bowl. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and first year in the league too, which is crazy. I mean, these Aggies are making some big steps in the NFL. So
yeah, and I mean, this next year I feel like you'll see. I mean, Jordan will, you know, however they develop him versus how much they actually let him play. You know, he'll be a talk for years and years to come, for sure, you know, with what they did with Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love. You know, he's set up to be the next Aaron Rodgers. You know, they drafted him, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, so, that's true.
You know, I mean, it looks like they have a plan for him, you know, to play for a long time. So you're going to hear his name for a long time, which is really going to help Utah State. And then, you know, all those other guys that signed free agent deals, you know, they'll make the most of their opportunity, and, you know, you'll hear their names.
Yeah, I'm excited. And kind of speaking of the future, NFL season is going to be starting up soon, which I'm glad the NBA released a statement saying they can kind of practice for those places that are open. It's good news for all sports, because I think we're slowly realizing with the situation, it's kind of dying down. I mean, we don't know when exactly and how it's going to go down, but I guess for you, what are your personal goals with the Bears and what do you hope to accomplish these next few years?
Yeah, you know, it's I'm sure you're aware because you're into your sports, but you know, the Bears tight end room is very full. They have 10, 11 guys, and they just drafted a tight end. And you know, my goal is to play in the NFL, and obviously, I want to play for the Bears. That's my number one goal, and I think the fact that they went out and signed so many guys and drafted a guy, it shows how open that spot really is. So I'm going to do everything I can to play there. And, you know, if they're going to have to let go of 4, maybe 5 good tight ends, they're just, they have too many. But I'm hoping that I can be in the 5 or 6 that they stay. And if not, hopefully the preseason film that I can put out is enough of a resume, you know, to another team to want to give me an opportunity.
That's awesome. I'm excited. I think a lot of people expect, you know, greatness when people go into the NFL right away, but some of the greatest players were developing for 3 to 4 years behind the greats. I mean, you get Steve Young on the bench 4 years. I mean, all these great players, they don't talk about them. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's honestly good for me to hear, especially right now. You know, it's hard when last year, you know, I didn't play in any games after the preseason. I got hurt and whatnot, but you know, I feel like I still developed a ton, and you know, there's still a lot more I can learn and grow.
It's true. I mean, when the Bears play Las Vegas, I might be going to a few games. I mean, I want to see Dominic, see you play. I mean, it's going to be exciting. But yeah, thanks so much, Dax, for your time.
Thank you, man. That was fun. Tell B-Tom and all those people hi from